Hello, Royals fans, and welcome once again to the podcast Inside Athletics. This is a special edition of Inside Athletics as we are right in between the fall and the winter sports. And we're going to focus our attention for the most of the podcast today on the men's and women's cross-country teams. I'm joined today by our cross-country and track and field coach, Jason Lukowitz, who is getting the team ready for the upcoming regional meet that will be held weekend of November 15 and 16 at Christopher Newport. And we'll talk a little bit about the ODAC tournament run, championship run that was held a little bit ago, have this week off in between, and that's wants to be our focus. But before we get started on that, just a reminder that we are right in the middle. All of the rest of our fall teams are out of the contention. All of the championships were played this past weekend. Cross country the weekend before, and basketball is getting ready to start. They'll be opening up the coming weekend, November 15 and 16. Our women will be at home hosting a tournament. Well, I should clarify that. It's has turned into be a little bit not quite a tournament. One of the teams that we had needed to back out due to some issues with their roster. And so we had to get a three of the teams. There's three teams, and then we had to get another team to come in to play Friday and a different team to come and play Saturday. So there'll still be four games here this weekend, two on Friday, and we will play Chatham College at 6 o'clock. Note that's a little bit earlier. Usually the home team plays the late game, but we're moving that around due to some travel issues. So we are playing Chatham at 6 o'clock, Lancaster Bible College. We'll play Penn State Fayette at 8 o'clock, and then on Saturday at 2 o'clock, Southern Virginia University is coming in to play Chatham, and we will play Lancaster Bible at 4. So the Lady Royals will be in action on Friday at 6 and on Saturday at 4. Make sure you come out if you're in the Harrisonburg area. If not, make sure you check out live stats or the video stream. And if you're tied up with all of that, at least check in later to see the news report and the write-up. So that will tip it off. The men go to Mary Washington for their tournament, which is a Saturday-Sunday tournament, and then they open up back here on November the 23rd. So we'll start into it slowly, but we are getting ready to make that transition into the winter sports and look forward to seeing you at some of our games. As I mentioned to you, a week or so ago was the ODAC Championships, and we haven't had a chance to report on that. So I want to welcome Jason Lukowitz, our cross-country and track and field coach. And since we haven't had a chance to talk at all about it, some people have read the write-up. Give us a little bit of firsthand view, both from the women's side and the men's side, of that championship that was held down in Hampton, Sydney. I know they had a few problems at the preview meet. Those seem to get straightened out. But give us a little recap from a coach's viewpoint of those of that championship.
Sure. Well, we had great weather for the meet, and all the issues from the preview meet, the staff at Hampton Sydney took care of those and had a good course. It was on a golf course down there outside of Hampton Sydney, Farmville, and so rolling, pretty hilly course and challenging for the runners. The adjustments that were made it a little more challenging, but it's one of the beauties of cross country. And the ODAC meet is it's not necessarily about the time, it's what place you finish in. And so we're overall pretty pleased. Our women finished as the runner-up. It's our highest finish, I believe, since 2001, last time we were ODAC champions. So really pleased. We've had some adversity with injuries and illness on the women's side and some depth issues. So for them to come together and put that type of performance together, really pleased about that. Had four of our five scoring team members on the all ODAC team, which obviously helped us to that second place finish. Hannah Chapeldick making first team, and Jolie Payton, Katie Ekman, and Lene Kreider all second team, all ODAC. So really pleased with their effort on the men's side. The men took fourth, which is two spots higher than the year before, two spots higher than their preseason ranking, and only 3 points from third, 12 points from second. So we knew it was going to be tightly contested, and with the number of freshman men we have that we were counting on, I was pretty pleased with how they ran. It wasn't our best effort, but not have our best effort and still be in the mix for a top two, three spot. I was, even though we were on the short end of that, I was pretty happy with that. So they competed well, and you know, as freshman men having to go from the 5K to the 8K, still an adjustment period, and they've made great progress. And as a result, we go into regionals week this week, and the women are ranked sixth in the region, and the men are ranked ninth. First time that the men have been ranked in my time here, and I think many years preceding that as well. So good weekend overall.
Good. One of the things that James and I have discussed numerous times here on the podcast is to try to get help our listeners understand somewhat of the nuances of cross country, in the fact that we were saying we weren't a lot of times we had results to give, or the results didn't, I don't want to say they didn't matter, but it's all seems to be geared towards either the ODAC championship, and now I'm beginning to think it's almost geared more towards the regional run than anything else. And one of the things that we mentioned out of that, and you verified this for us several times, was the fact that you were preparing, and you had a lot of people coming off injuries and surgeries last year. Is there something about not being meet ready, though? I mean, we talk in team sports about you really need that game action. You need that 110% speed of the game and everything else. You heard a lot in football, and yet you were holding a lot of your runners back, a lot of training runs. I heard you saying, well, go 75, go 80. I'd be interested sometime to know whether students actually know what that means. Mm-hmm. But first of all, let's just address the idea of, does that, are they meet ready if they haven't run in these huge meets or large meets and then go do it? How do you build them up to that?
Sure. Yeah, cross country is a unique animal in that regard. And it's changed really over the past 20 years, 15 years, where in the past there was a lot more emphasis on every single meet, a lot of dual meets where EMU would go up against Bridgewater head to head. And there was a lot of pride in that. And now that's all kind of channeled into the postseason. The ODAC championships are obviously very huge, and you know, we have a goal of being ODAC champions, and we're inching closer to that. But then you finish that, and then you have to prepare. You know, if you're good enough, you can go to the regional meet with goals there in mind. And so throughout the season, you're geared up toward that. There's only a certain amount of time as a runner you can be in your top racing shape, and that, so you use the season to build towards that. And with a younger team like our men, they raced a little bit more because they needed the experience, and we raced on different types of courses. Our women's squad, we had some injuries we were working back from, and they were older, a more veteran team, and so they didn't necessarily need as much work. We are able to simulate a lot of race conditions in practice, and instead of traveling all over the place racing, we can accomplish some of the same things through our training. And obviously, we the women lost one meet when Paul Short was canceled, but right. So we had some things go against us that in that regard. But everything's geared towards that 3-4 week stretch, including NCAA championships, where you're at your best at that time.
Mm-hmm. Now I know that this fall we worked out an arrangement with Virginia Mennonite Retirement Community to use their swimming pool. How have you used that, or why have you used that in terms of, what are the ways you've used that in terms of the training, and how has it helped?
Yeah, it's been a great setup for us. So long distance runners spend a lot of time obviously running around and logging a lot of miles. And because of injuries or even just to supplement the training, the pool is a great resource to kind of work on aerobic development. So we've had some of our injured athletes or student athletes coming off of injuries in the pool twice a week in the mornings, just to supplement that training, help in the recovery process. And you can see the benefit in some of our athletes who were at the top of our groups at the ODAC meet have been in the pool all semester. And as they worked their way back, and it just basically helped them get into shape or maintain fitness while they couldn't necessarily be running a lot. And so we do it for injury prevention. Also, those who are injured as they're rehabilitating. And it's just a great resource to have. We've been really blessed to have good access.
Good. So we got the regional meet coming up. Give us a little bit of your predictions or what you're looking for, how you're training the kids, getting them ready to go. What do you think it will look like? You know the course down there as well. By now, you know the weather forecast. So give us a little bit about what you're looking for, what you think might happen down there.
Yeah, we're really excited. After the ODAC meet, I think sometimes there's tendency for teams, you get that high and you get amped up for that, and then there's a little bit of a drop off and you have to try to re-energize a group. And I did not have to do that last week. They were very focused. I think the men realized they have not run their best race yet, and they haven't all put it together at the same time, and so they felt they're a top 10 region team all year, and now they're in those rankings and they want to prove that, prove they're a little bit higher even than where we're ranked now. So the motivation is high there. The goal all along for them was to be in the top 10 when it was said and done. For the women, top five. And so, and I think they're both in a position to do that. The course is fast, it's flat. It's going to be 60 degrees and sunny on Saturday. So we're excited about the conditions. We're excited about our opportunity to continue to show that we're a team now that is at the level of competitiveness we want to be. And also from the regional championships, that determines who goes on to the NCAA championship. So the top two teams and then the top seven finishers not on those teams advance to the NCAA championships in Indiana the following weekend. And we have a couple of student athletes who have a goal of making one more race before the cross country season is over. So they're going to have the opportunity to do that. So we're definitely have a lot still to race for, and we're very excited about Saturday and putting one more great race together.
I'm sure it's a fairly large meet because this is not something you have to qualify for. So almost all the teams in the region come.
Yeah, you know, our region extends from Maryland all the way to Texas, so it's quite large. And so most of the, you'll have about 30, 35 full teams, and then there's another 20 or so teams that may send representatives that maybe they have a couple individuals who will compete, but they won't send their whole team. So definitely a large field, and it's the best. You know, I mean, you get a little bit of everything, but obviously the best teams in the region all come together and a lot on the line. So very competitive environment, very exciting. So.
Good. Maybe just to give a little bit of an insight from a cross-country perspective, you made the comment that the guys' team doesn't feel like they've run their best race. What might that mean? I mean, if you think about it, they just can run faster, or they, I mean, there isn't a lot of, I've always thought about this cross country, you know, either you do it that day or you don't do it that mm-hmm. way. And it's only dependent upon you. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're physically not there or whatever. Just when they say that, what do you think they mean in terms of what could I do differently? How will, is it just that each person has to run their best race? Talk just a little sure. bit about what that might mean.
Yeah, quite simply, it's the seven people that toe the line that day all run their best on that day. So you can have four guys run really well, but if your fifth guy has a bad day, you know, then that affects the whole team and the standing. And you look back to our ODAC meet, you know, we were 3 points. I mean, that's that you break that down, that's probably 2 seconds, you know, or three guys moving up one more spot. And so everyone has a role to play. Everyone's involved. And so I think the idea, the goal is that everyone on that day crosses that finish line and they know there's nothing else that they could have done. They ran as hard as they could. There's nothing else that they left out there on the course. And so that's always the goal at this time of year. And it requires, I tell them, be as good as you think you are and then be a little bit better than that, because you're always a little bit better than what you think you're able to do. So that's what we're going for, and have the confidence to go out there and push through that hurt and compete.
Well, it's always a little bit different because I, having been a basketball player, I know that some days you just are making the shots and some days you mm-hmm. aren't. But if you're not, somebody else may be able to pick it up. That isn't always the case in track and field. So it is sort of a interesting dilemma situation where everybody's got to run their best. Mm-hmm. And, you know, either if something may have happened that they're just not, their body just isn't feeling it that day, or their mm-hmm. muscles or whatever. But anyway, I wanted to just focus while we're talking about the teams here. Want to just make sure that I say publicly how pleased I am with the work that you and the coaches have done in terms of recruiting and getting kids in here. The rosters have jumped up significantly. You've got kids really engaged and involved. I know that you put faith right in the middle of everything that you do, and yet I also recognize that not everybody on the team comes or is at the same point spiritually. Can you talk just a little bit about what you've seen with the team and how you've been able to balance that, recognizing that not everybody's going to be at the same point, and yet it's such a critical piece to who you are as a coach and the way you want to develop your team?
Yeah, and I think for me personally, with the role faith plays in my life, is a natural outpouring of that. But and there's different layers to that, I think. And the biggest component and for me as a coach is to make sure that my student athletes know that they're cared about and that they're loved and that their value is not solely what the stopwatch says and what they have to offer as an athlete, that their value in the eyes of their coaches is a, you know, child of God. And so they have significance beyond being an athlete. And so from that perspective, myself and our assistant coaches, my family, my wife and kids, we just try to make sure that they know they're loved and appreciated. And we talk a lot about faith. We go on these long runs, and You know, cross country runners tend to be a cerebral group anyway, so a lot of time to talk on some of those runs. And we try to create an environment where we share openly about faith, and it's not something that we hide. And obviously, with the MU being a Christian university, we have certain liberties we can take there, but making it very clear that we're all on a journey, and you and I may not be exactly the same place, but I'm going to share with you the role Christ has played in my life, and I'm going to hopefully show you that through my actions. And I want to learn your story and where you are. And if we're not on the same page, then I'm going to respect that, and you're going to be loved and appreciated regardless of that. So we try to create that culture and cultivate that culture. And I think it's created an environment where our athletes, not just in faith, but in all matters of life, can know that they have a family that cares about them and is there for them. And at the end of the day, I feel like that's one of the reasons why we're growing, is because student athletes want to be a part of something that's bigger than themselves, something that they feel wanted and appreciated. And even at the end of the day, knowing their coaches care more about them as a person than as an athlete. So that's what we're trying to do here, and I feel like we're on the right track.
Well, certainly you have done a great job of blending that and having those people in, particularly as you get on towards the track and field, because you have such a variety of types of personalities and types of people. As you said, the cross-country runners tend to be more cerebral, and they've been spending a lot of time together. You're going to get into that. But I think you're absolutely right that if you care more about the individual, they'll see that and they do that. So you've just done a remarkable job of being able to be who you are. And yeah, we all know that chemistry is important on any team, and sometimes the spiritual dimensions create divides more than they create unity. And I think that's a credit to your ability to be listening to both camps or listening to both pieces and somehow pulling that together. So thanks very much for all that you do with that regard. And the team goes out, represents themselves, represents the university in a good light. And we're certainly wish you the best. And all the kids on Saturday will be, if we didn't have a home basketball tournament, I'd be down there watching it. But I think I better plan my duties here. So, and we'll hopefully be sending some people out to Indiana as well. So I want to thank Jason for coming in to talk about the upcoming regional cross-country meet, and hopefully sending a few kids to Nationals. Make sure you check for the race results on Saturday. The time of the race is Saturday at 11 or
11 and 12.
11 and 12. So certainly before too long, we should be able to get the results up and take a look at that, and we'll know what's going on. Make sure that you pay close attention to that. Thanks for joining us this week as we reflected upon the cross-country team and their upcoming regional meet. We'll be back again next week as we open up the winter season and talk about some of the basketball that's going on, as well as the indoor track that will be started before too long, and a variety of other topics as well. Make sure you check things out. The preview should be up on the basketball teams as to where they were picked in the ODAC. Those media days were last week, and now it's a matter of living up to it. We're going to talk about some injury and injury prevention over the next couple of weeks as well, as we've sort of done some analysis of our fall season and want to see some trends there that we want to work at. So continue to listen in. We'll try to be out here weekly with you on a podcast. And until we talk again next week, I invite you to make it a great week.